You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I work in the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I am delighted to be with you this morning, along with our director and my co-host, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Kate. How are you this day?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well.
Excellent.
For Wednesday, the third week in the season
of
Lent, 2007.
Yes, absolutely. Good to be here. Good to be with you, and welcome to all of our listeners. We hope you're having a blessed, wonderful Lent.
And we thank you so much for tuning in this morning.
Absolutely.
Every month, on the second Wednesday of the month, from the 9 o'clock hour to the 10 o'clock hour, we have this opportunity through the Relevant Radio Network and the Archdiocese of Chicago to present some wisdom, understanding, and perhaps a view of life through the eyes of those who are in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. Those are who we call young adults. And as Kate mentioned, our job is to direct the Catholic Church's outreach to young adult Catholics here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And I believe probably in the second half hour today, we're going to focus on a couple very important things that are coming up.
Yeah, we've got some great events happening. We want to make sure everybody knows about it. So if you're a young adult, stay tuned. If you know other young adults,
right,
stay tuned, and we want to share that information.
If your sons or daughters happen to be in their 20s and 30s, or perhaps if your grandsons and granddaughters might be in that age range, whether they're single or married, we'd like to inform you today on what the Catholic Church has got coming up for young adult Catholics. But we're going to do that a little later, because right now it's the middle of Lent. And do you ever think, Kate, that 40 days seems like a long time?
It does when you give up something you love, Father Cusick, let me tell you.
It just seems that Ash Wednesday was 6 months ago, and it was just a couple weeks ago. But we're moving to the center of the season of Lent, and that means we're getting very much closer to Holy Week. Palm Sunday, the first Sunday of April, and Easter Sunday, I believe this year is April 8th, I think. So we're getting very close to that. So we think it would be sometimes when you talk about people who are in the navigation, whether it's airplanes or sailing ships, they talk about a mid-course correction. So I think it would be fun for all of us this morning who are on this side of the microphone and those who are on the other side of the radio, if we sort of did a little bit of a gut check and did sort of a mid-Lent correction. Would that be fair?
That would be great. That would be great. So, Father Cusick, let's start with you. How's your Lent going?
It's okay. I've had better experiences of Lent. I think part of it is Kate and I have had the privilege of doing some traveling. We were working a young adult conference in Richmond, Virginia last week, and then before that, the Los Angeles Religious Education Congress. So I find that when my schedule is not consistent, my Lent is not as consistent.
It's harder.
It is much harder.
Yeah.
You know, I think you need the regularity of time and the regularity of your own schedule in order to have a good Lent. Lent's okay, don't get me wrong, but I just think today, a lot of us in mid-Lent need a gut check because we lead busy lives and we're pulled in so many directions, and it's so easy to keep our eye off of what our dreams for this Lenten season were. So,
and just on the flip side of that, when a big project finishes or the paper is done or you got through the month where this big thing was happening, it's a relief. You get a little bit of time back and you can refocus. And that's one of the things that I love about Lent. It's just time to take a step back, to look at the bigger picture, to see how are you feeling, how are you acting, how are you living, and really, really put it into God's hands and say, help me, Lord, walk with me in this. I want to do better. I want to get closer to you.
Well, Kate, that raises a question that you already have answered. And I think it's a question you suggest that we're going to put out to our listeners this morning.
Yeah, we invite everyone to think about this. What do you love about Lent? What is it about this season of 40 days that touches your heart or inspires you to do other great things? What do you love about Lent? So we invite your phone calls, your comments, your questions here at the studio, 312-751-1979. What do you love about Lent? 312-751-1979. We'd love to hear from you.
And we want to make sure that it's a positive. I think so often Lent can get a bad rap. We can say, oh, it's things I have to give up and things that I have to correct. And
that's what I hate about Lent. Yeah. We're not going there.
No.
But Jesus, I think, calls us to the light. Let's be people of light.
That's right. And that's why perhaps we've titled this The Light Show once
there
a month.
There we go.
Excellent. How about that? That's
so what's
behind
us.
But what do you love about Lent? What is it that when you approach this season of Lent every year, and interestingly, it's a mid-course correction in a lot of people's lives that the number 40 certainly is a greatly symbolic number in our scripture. Jesus being in the desert 40 days and 40 nights, and Elijah was on the mountaintop for 40 days, and the Hebrew people wandered in the desert for 40 years. And there's 40 days from Ash Wednesday to Holy Week. And when you think about this, there's 40 days between Easter and the Ascension of Jesus. So these are laid out strategically in order for us to focus on different aspects of our spiritual life. And so if you happen to be driving around this morning in the crazy Chicago area traffic, or you happen to be at home doing a myriad of things, again, the question we want to pose for you is, what do you enjoy? What do you love about Lent? And again, the number here is 312-751-1979.
You know, Father Cusick, I think it's interesting. We go through the experience, the journey of Lent for 40 days, but after Easter, we celebrate 50 days of the Easter season.
To Pentecost.
So isn't that exciting, those
sure.
50 days of new life and resurrection? And that is where we're headed, everyone.
And it's so hard, as we said a few minutes ago, to stay focused. And this is the third week of Lent, and this is the middle of it, Wednesday of the third week of Lent. Maybe it's a good chance for anyone listening this morning, you know, where were we on Ash Wednesday, which was several weeks ago today when we stood perhaps before a priest, a pastoral minister in our parishes, and we just held our head high, and we were, I almost was going to say anointed, we were signed with ashes in the sign of the cross of Jesus Christ. And oftentimes for me, that's a very somber moment, though it's very, very quick. It's sort of my personal commitment to say, okay, this Lent, this is what I choose to be about. And then I walk forward wherever life is taking me on that day so that the world can see on my forehead is the sign of my faith in ashes, in the sign of the cross of Jesus Christ.
And an opportunity to just really, again, take a good look, to reflect, to pray, to give it some downtime, to just review the bidding.
Great.
And now, Father Cusick, why don't we take a break, give
good.
Our listeners some time to ponder the question, what do you love about Lent? And we will be back in just a moment.
Great. Thanks, Kate.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's.
They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1. And Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Here's an invitation for men in the Archdiocese of Chicago to attend ministry weekends at Mundelein Seminary, retreats designed to help men discern God's call to the priesthood. I'm Father Joe Noonan, the Vocation Director for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Ministry weekends feature presentations about diocesan priesthood, prayer, and discussion, all aimed at reaching a better understanding of God's movement in your life. For more information about these free retreats, call me, Father Joe Noonan, at 847-970-4845, or visit our website, www.chicagopriest.org. I look forward to meeting you at our next ministry weekend, Friday, April 20th through Sunday, April 22nd.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at CatholicNewWorld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
And welcome back to The Light Show, hosted today by Father John Cusick and Kate DeVries from the Young Adult Ministry Office. We are delighted to be with you, and we're talking about what we love about Lent. Before we take some phone calls, I just want to share a little bit. Greg Pierce wrote a wonderful book called Spirituality at Work, and one of the things he said in that book is bring a little something into the office, bring a little something into the workplace, whether it be a plant that reminds you of new life or a little statue, a photo, whatever helps you stay connected to the divine and be reminded throughout the day. And I think throughout Lent we have a wealth of symbols that can keep us rooted in the season. On Creighton's, the University of Creighton's website, they offer some wonderful suggestions for acting out Lent. And some of them are symbols that you could take with you, put somewhere in your home or at your workplace, in your car, somewhere just to be a reminder. One is a crucifix that we all have, even if it's on a rosary, a crucifix to hold that. Keep it in your pocket if you have a rosary, just to keep it close. A bowl of water, just something very, very simple that can remind you of God's presence. A little vessel of sand to help remember our journey, the journey through the desert to new life. In my home, on my little coffee table, I have a candle that I'm lighting every day, just as a reminder, every day that I'm home, that is, every day, just as a reminder of the light of Christ and Christ as light among us and within us in the ways we are to be light for the world. And next to my candle is a Bible, which is great incentive. I've got it open to our Sunday readings. I'm anticipating the readings so that, you know, when I sit down for just a couple of minutes, light that candle, I can pick up the Bible and just rest in God's love for a little while. So what can you do in your own space to be reminded of God's presence?
And to be reminded that it's Lent. You know,
yes.
I think, Kate, when you mentioned there that for those in the workplace, if you have a desk or a computer, what can call to mind when we arrive in the morning that this is a Lenten season? Like you say, perhaps it's a little glass of water, it's a crucifix, it's a small light, it's a card, it simply could be the word Lent that we...
A favorite prayer.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you know, any
all.
Kind of thing like that. Because I really think the difficulty with Lent is that it's so easy to forget. We live in an American society where we're on to the next thing before we finish the last thing. And to be able to dwell for 40 days on some spiritual exercises can be a very, very difficult thing.
Okay. And now let's go. We have a call from Marge in Aurora. Good morning, Marge.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am just fine. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, I was going to ask you now, Marge, is it nice in Aurora as it is in downtown Chicago?
Yes, it is. It's beautiful, Father.
Oh, I'm telling you, we have paid a hard price for these wonderful days.
Yes, we have.
Very good. We started our Lent early, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
The end of January and all of February.
Yes.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, we're so thrilled. Now, Marge, let me ask you, what do you enjoy about Lent?
Well, this is my most favorite time of the whole church year.
Wow.
I truly, truly start my Lenten with Ash Wednesday. I go to church every day. I start out my day with Mass and my devotions, the Word Among Us, and read the Bible. And I try to do something each day for somebody, or I always try to say kind words regardless throughout the year. But I try to go that extra mile. And then we have our Wednesday night talk, and I attend those. And then our church has a retreat, usually, mm-hmm. or a mission.
Great.
And then I go to Stations of the Cross, which I can't get through the Stations of the Cross without crying.
Sure.
And I just, how did Mary do this? Because I am a mother, and I think, I don't know, as strong as my faith is, how much I love him, I could hold up.
Absolutely.
To see what he went through, and that she knew that he was going to go through this.
Yeah.
And then it works up to, I love Holy Week. I absolutely love Holy Week.
Isn't it a wonderful drama of our faith?
It's so beautiful, because the washing of the feet on Holy Thursday. You go we have the adoration in the evening.
That's right.
And I go there to, yes, and we go for our prayer service to close with Jesus, to be in adoration in the chapel. And then we get up Friday morning and we go for our prayer service, just a prayer service in the chapel. Mm-hmm. And then we work up to the most beautiful time, which is Holy Saturday. I love Holy Saturday. We have our newly baptized Christians and Catholics coming into the church.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems, Father, every year, I have a terrible, traumatic thing that comes into my life.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
And last year, every year, it seems, it has been doing that. And last year, I had gotten shingles. And I got them.
That can be very painful.
Well, you know where I got them, Father?
No.
On my forehead.
Oh, my goodness.
And do you know, for the first time in my life, I felt like such a minute, a centimeter of what Jesus must have felt with that crown
of thorns
on his head.
Absolutely.
Because it was so excruciating.
Sure.
And when it was Holy Thursday evening, it came again, and the severe migraine that you get through it, and it's throbbing pains is what shingles is, and it was throb. And I'd sit there and I tried not to cry because we're in the middle of washing the feet, and I would just offer it up to the poor souls in purgatory.
Absolutely.
Thinking, oh,
sure.
What am I going through? I'm going through nothing.
Okay. Marge, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You've laid out here some magnificent Lenten practices. When I'm sitting here listening to you thinking, my God, the Catholic tradition has such rich experiences.
It does.
It's amazing.
We are so beautiful. Why can't everyone see what we have?
Right.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. But here's my question. Now, Kate and I, as you know, we work with people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single, and that's a very busy generation.
Yes.
Whether they are busy or not, they think they are.
Yes.
You know, and they would probably listen to you and say, man, that woman's got an awful lot of time on her hands. Now,
I wish.
I know it. But here's what I want to ask you. If you were to say to somebody in their 20s and 30s, which is our privilege to do all the time, what would be one practice of Lent in which you participate that you would say, if you did nothing else, do this during the Lenten season?
I would say if you did nothing else, to attend the Stations of the Cross.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That would focus on the season of Lent.
And to walk with your... I don't know if all parishes do this. Mm-hmm. But we our parish, we have the choice to walk along with Father,
sure,
with each station.
Okay.
And that is, it's beautiful.
Right.
But, and our booklet that we have that we read is from Monsignor Barr. He was our parish, he was our pastor at mm-hmm. one time, and he's a Monsignor now in Rockford.
Okay.
He wrote the most beautiful
Stations
book.
Of the Cross. Very good.
I'd love to even send it to you. It is so beautiful.
Sure,
it
that would be wonderful. What we'll do, Marge, before we go off the air today, we'll put our address on the airwaves so that if people want to contact us on a variety of things, they can do that. And maybe if you could send us a copy of that, we can let young adults know how they could get that themselves.
Oh, I sure will.
So that there's a wonderful suggestion. So for those of you who are young adult people, here's the wisdom of a wonderful lady from Aurora saying, if you did one thing, participate and pray the 14 Stations of the Cross.
Yes, and Father, please keep my, my granddaughter is going to be 19.
Oh.
She was just diagnosed as bipolar. We're
okay.
going through quite a, it's a hard thing, and she is
sure.
away from the church.
Okay.
So I am praying so very hard that she is into, I
sure.
say, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, that
okay.
that the mercy of God will enter every young person. They have such a rough life today.
They do. It's
the
a
other
struggle.
Thing,
right.
The other most important thing, mm-hmm. Father, I put in our newspaper was, whatever we do as parents mm-hmm. and grandparents, hug our children
sure.
and grandchildren every day.
And tell them,
these children
right.
are from God, and they are on borrowed time.
And when you hug them, you tell them, I love you.
Absolutely.
You can never get too much love.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And Marge, if I can ask you and so many people who are listening today, because you mentioned that you're a mom and a grandmom, that there were three college students who were killed last night in Lower Wacker Drive. Their car went into a pole.
Oh.
And I'm thinking this morning that two of them, I believe, might have been from Northern Illinois University and one from Purdue. And there's got to be some people today who are in a great deal of pain. So as we pray for your granddaughter,
yeah.
might we ask you and those who are listening to pray for these three young people and their families and their
yeah.
friends and their colleagues today who are really grieving the loss of these young lives so tragically wiped out so quickly in an auto accident. But Marge, we need to go to a break, and we're graced by your phone call and
could you give me the address off the air, Father?
We'll put it on the air in a few minutes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Father.
And have a blessed season of Lent, and we'll see you at the resurrection.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Young adults spearhead one of the largest Archdiocese of Chicago contingents ever to head for Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life. We were there to capture the excitement and the drama. The Champions of Faith video promises to bridge the gap between sports and religion as a major evangelization tool for our youth. And the Cardinal discusses one of his favorite topics, the priesthood. We'll have these stories and more coming up in this edition of The Church, the Cardinal, and You.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
And we are back with more of The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio AM 820. This is Kate DeVries along with Father John Cusick, and we are talking about Lent. So we invite your questions and your comments and love to hear an answer about the question, what do you love about Lent? What do you love about Lent? You can give us a call at 312-751-1979, and while we're giving out information, here's the address of the Young Adult Ministry Office if you want to drop us a note. 711 West Monroe, again, 711 West Monroe, Chicago, Illinois, 60661. Let me also give you our website, which is a quicker way to get information to us, yam@yamchicago.org.
Well, Kate, the question you've posed for us, what do we love about Lent? I think we need to go to a scholar on that. And they claim that the best scholars in the church are Jesuits.
Uh-oh.
So I understand that Father Patrick McGrath might be on the other side of this telephone.
That's the rumor, John.
The rumor is it. Oh, my God, this is now a great show.
Good morning, Father McGrath.
Marge from Aurora
and
Father McGrath from the
McGrath.
Jesuits.
There
that's
you
a
go.
Very, that's a good combination. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, John.
How are you today?
I'm terrific. Thank you.
Pat, let's pose a question to you before we pick your brain. What do you love about Lent?
Well, I love a lot of things about Lent. I think the spirit of Lent that I love the most is that the church in its wisdom gives us a 40-day retreat.
There you go.
In the midst of the busyness of life, in the midst of all the stuff that that occupies our minds and our hearts, the church steps up and says, let's take some time to step back and really ponder what's most significant. And so I always approach it, and I approach Lent as an ongoing retreat in everyday life.
There
and,
you go.
And that's what I love about it. I love the sense that in the everyday we are reminded of what is most essential. And so and the readings are so rich during the Lenten season. The scripture that we're given to pray with at Mass each day and on Sunday are just so infinitely rich that it facilitates that retreat for us. And I love that spirit of retreat in everyday life.
Great. Pat, you're on the like many of us, we are called on during Lent to do a number of presentations to fire up people. What are you hearing from people today about their questions about Lent, about the faith? How would you name some of the spiritual hungers in people with whom you intersect or interface? Both in your work with the Jesuits and in proclaiming God's word as you journey around and some of the other material you're doing?
I think, John and Kate, the thing you hear all the time is just the sense of distraction that people feel in their lives, and maybe that's not the right word, but it's the sense that they find it difficult to connect their faith to practical everyday living, and they want help doing that, and they want to engage the rites and the traditions and the richness of the church to do that. And I think so often the theme that ends up getting pushed in retreats and things when I'm with folks because they're asking for it is the sense, how do you get better at paying attention to the God who is always with us?
Sure.
How do you get better at noticing, at recognizing the God that is, in the words of the great Jesuit poet, the world is charged up with God's grandeur, and yet we miss it most of the time. So I think folks, when they come to a parish mission or they're coming to Mass on Sunday, often there's that sense of almost a bit of fatigue, and they say, gosh, I'd love this opportunity to connect. I want more opportunities to connect.
Absolutely. Pat, let me ask you the question that we asked Marge. I think, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to her.
I heard a bit at the end.
Yeah, just a wonderful lady who laid out all these spiritual practices in which she participates in Lent. And in listening to her, I'm thinking, my God, we have a rich tradition. I mean, there's just a number of things. And I asked her, and let me ask you now, if you know because we've had the privilege of knowing each other for a little while, that Kate and I are working with that 20-something crowd and that 30-something crowd, mm-hmm. which is a very secular group of people, mm-hmm. very spiritually hungry, and yet very busy. Mm-hmm. So, and oftentimes, the distraction or the polarities of their life can pull them, I'd like to, but... Mm-hmm. I'd like to do this, but I just don't have the time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the question to Father McGrath is this. If you were to suggest to somebody who came up to you, a 20-something or a 30-something, and they say, Father, all right, give me one thing that I can do during Lent. Particularly these last 3 weeks, I've sort of blown off the first half of Lent. Mm-hmm. I had good intentions on Ash Wednesday, and I got the dirty forehead, and the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and now it's mid-Lent, I want to suck it up, and I want to, what one thing would you say, here, this is where you should go with the next couple of weeks?
Well, you know, I'm gonna cheat and give one and allude to a second.
There you go. Okay. Well, that's...
I have to, as a Jesuit and as someone coming out of the spiritual tradition of St. Ignatius, I find myself constantly going back to one simple practice that he suggested that to me is incredibly powerful, especially during the season of Lent. And for Ignatius, he said the absolute must do in the life of prayer of a Catholic is to do what he referred to as the daily examine. Okay. And the daily examine is a very, very simple prayer. It doesn't need to be complicated. Whenever you talk to people and listen to people talk about their prayer life, nobody thinks they're doing it right. That's the reality. And the reality is if you're paying attention, you're doing it right. And Ignatius's prayer was this simple idea that if you take a period of time every day, 10 minutes, to simply look back on the last 24 hours and ask this question, God, show me the last 24 hours and show me where you've been operating.
Wow.
And the question is so much, the real movement there is to ask God to show it to us and trust that what comes into our imagination and our memory and our creativity, that's coming from God, and God wants to show us something so that when we get, and here's the second thing to allude to, when we get to those great rites of the Triduum especially, they're ever more powerful in that question of where have you been playing around in my life these days?
Terrific. Pat, can you hang around for a few minutes?
Sure.
What I'd like to ask you to do while we're on break is, are there some websites or where people can get a little bit more information on that daily examen? Would that be fair?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
The 12th Annual Joseph Cardinal Bernardin Jerusalem Lecture will be held on Monday, March 26th at 7 p.m. at the Spertus Institute of Jewish Studies, 618 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago. Rabbi Dr. Michael J. Cook of Hebrew Union College in Cincinnati will speak on Jewish views of Jesus. Dr. Margaret M. Mitchell of the University of Chicago Divinity School will be the respondent, and Francis Cardinal George will give closing remarks. Come hear how both Jews and Christians view Jesus and how important this conversation is for our relationship with one another. That's Monday, March 26th at 7 p.m. Admission is free, but reservations are requested. Please call 312-751-5325 to reserve your place. That number again is 312-751-5325. We hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Chuck Knapp. Join me for Searching the Word, a live interactive program that equips you with a firm understanding of the faith. Each day, we'll search the Bible, the Catechism, papal teaching, and historical writings for answers to questions about living Catholic life. That's Searching the Word every weekday on Relevant Radio.
That's Searching the Word with Chuck Neff, weekdays at noon on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
and we are back with more of The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, AM 820, with Father John Cusick and Kate DeVries and our special guest, Father Pat McGrath. And Pat, you brought up a great point that so often we think that our prayer is us doing it all right and going to God, when in effect, God is always reaching out to us. So thank you. Thank you for reminding us, if we just open an honest conversation with God, God is there and God will. God wants so much to be in conversation and communion with us. It's not our work, it's God's work. And anything we can do to support that and open ourselves up to receive God's life and love, that's what we can do.
And Pat, where would you direct young adults in particular, because that's the focus of our show, or those listening today who have daughters and sons, grandsons and granddaughters who fit into that 20-something, 30-something bracket? Where would they go to learn a little bit more about this daily examine? Because I think it's such a very important thing. Because if you don't have an exam in life, I think we're in trouble.
There you go. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of wonderful places. Two websites off the top of my head I'd give you that are good resources. One is the www.chicagoprovincejesuits.org. So that's Chicago Province, P-R-O-V-I-N-C-E, Jesuits.org, which is the website that talks about all the Jesuit works in the Chicago province, so, and it'll give you some great links. A second one that's useful is the website of Charis Ministries, which is a Jesuit outreach program, especially for young adults, and that's www.charis, C-H-A-R-I-S, Ministries.org.
And ministries would be M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S.
Exactly.
And what's the after the dot?
Org, O-R-G.
Okay, so we've got two orgs. Chicago Province Jesuits.org and Charis Ministries.org.
And there's wonderful, you know, the interesting thing is almost all the Jesuit apostolates, almost all the Jesuit institutions have an Ignatian spirituality or Jesuit spirituality dimension to their website. So whether you go to Loyola University's website or one of the high schools like Ignatius or Loyola, they all will have good links that get you to something on the spirituality and almost always have something about this daily exam.
And one of the ones, Father McGrath, that I've really recommended for years to people now is the Irish Jesuits.
Oh, sure.
Sacredspace.ie.
Exactly.
When you mentioned, you know, if people could give 10 minutes of their day, what I've discovered so remarkable about Sacred Space is that there's a way that you can call that up. The first thing you do in the morning when you go to work, or if you go online, open up your computer before work, and you just walk through a daily Ignatian meditation that's provided by the Jesuits in Ireland. I think it's one of the
It's
just excellent.
And another great one is Pray As You Go, which allows people to download to their iPod or MP3 players the daily prayer for a week or two. And it's wonderful music and reflection, and that's it's prayasyougo.org, and between the words there's a dash, so it's pray-as-you-go.org.
Wow. Okay.
And that's another wonderful, brief, effective, and just wonderfully reflective site.
That's great. Now, Pat, Kate told me off the air here, she raised to my consciousness, I should say, that you've got some material that has been taped. Am I correct?
Yes.
On Lenten reflections?
That's right. We put together a 5 to 7 minute reflection for each of the weeks of Lent that's on our Chicago Province Jesuits website.
Great.
And those are video casts, and people can download those and watch those in whatever way is easiest for them. So that's easily accessible. Just click through the Lent links at Chicago Province Jesuits.
And people can also access that through our website, yamchicago.org. yamchicago.org. And we will make sure that we add these other resources. Thank you so much, Father McGrath, for giving us more wonderful resources.
And this is a good opportunity, Pat, to let people know that these radio shows that we do once a month, in about 24 or 48 hours after the show is over, that we put these on our website, and they can be downloaded. So that people who are going to Gold's Gym or riding a bike or working out or wearing their iPod as they go to work in the morning, if they want to just download these shows, they get an opportunity, at least this opportunity, to reflect on Lent and get some wonderful resources for themselves as we finish these next 3 weeks of the Lenten season.
Wonderful.
Great. We're glad you're with us. And, Pat, thank you so much. And for those who may not know, Father McGrath was ordained to the priesthood last year. And what was the date on that?
July 29th.
July 29th.
Ooh,
and
good day.
And it's just I have the privilege of presiding at Mass on Sundays at Old St. Patrick's, where Father McGrath presides as well. And it's just a rich blessing in my life that I've gotten to know you. And I just praise what you continue to do for young people, you personally and the Jesuit community, reaching out particularly through the great work of high schools. And keep it up, because God knows we all need it.
Oh, well, thanks, John. It's a privilege to be with you and work with you and Kate and all that's going on in the Archdiocese.
And as we said to Marge, we'll say to you, we'll see you at the resurrection.
I'll be there.
Very thanks,
good.
John McGrath.
Thank you. Let's
have
take a break, and we'll be back, folks.
God bless.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions in shaping your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they can make good decisions.
Attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
Invest in your child's future. Choose a Catholic education.
Youth 2000 is back in Chicago and will be held Friday, May 4th through Sunday, May 6th at St. Benedict's Parish in Chicago.
Youth 2000 leads young people ages 13 to 30 to a deeper encounter with the Eucharistic heart of Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit missionchicago.net. That's missionchicago.net. Or call Father Steve Bauer at 773-588-6484. That's 773-588-6484.
Join us for Youth 2000.
Celebrate senior life and spirit. Catholic Charities invites seniors to come together in celebration of senior life and spirit. Join Bishop Gustavo and Father Michael Boland at Catholic Charities' annual Senior Unity Mass, May 3rd at 10 a.m. at Holy Name Cathedral. For more information, please call 312-655-7010 or visit our website at www.catholiccharities.net. Catholic Charities celebrates senior life.
Do you want to serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God Service program provides you both. Qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God's Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552. Or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Kate DeVries. We run the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. That is the Young Adult Ministry Office. And if there's any way that we can help you, we want to do that. We can be reached by phone at 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473, or through our website. Our web address is yamchicago.org, and our email address is yam@yamchicago.org. So we welcome any questions or comments, or if you're interested in getting more active in a particular parish or just looking for some suggestions for working your way to Easter, we're happy to help. Just give us a call or drop us an email. We'll do whatever we can for you and for your parish.
We'd like to focus for a few minutes at the end of this time on moving the conversation this morning more specifically to the world of young adults. When Marge called us from Aurora, she talked about her 19-year-old granddaughter who asked for prayers, that she's been diagnosed as bipolar and that she's struggling with the church. Well, we're pretty aware that there's a lot of young adult Catholics in their 20s and 30s who really have those struggles. Maybe a lot of them aren't as churched, if we'd like to use that word, maybe as some of us were at our time in life when we were young adults. One of the things that we're very proud of, and it will occur, and I hope you can write this down, April 28th, 2007, is that annually we create a Young Adult Conference Day. This is an opportunity for a lot of people, hundreds of young adults, to come together to have a great experience of our Catholic Church. Now, Kate, can you explain to people, if someone said to you, well, why would I want to recommend this to my son or daughter? Or why as a young adult, why would I want to come to a conference day?
Sure, happy to. Focus is packed with all sorts of great workshops and talks, but one of the strongest values behind the conference is that it's a place for people in their 20s and 30s to go to meet some other great people their own age who share their faith. The concept of being together with others of the Catholic faith really helps us grow stronger and learn more about who we are as God's daughters and sons. Young adults are looking for good people. They're looking to be with their peers, looking for the significant other, looking to really get connected to other good people. So Focus will draw over 700 people at Loyola University on April 28th.
And we've chosen the title Focus with great consciousness, because this is an opportunity, we believe, for young adults to focus on some of the key issues and areas of life. And some of those issues and areas of life, Kate, would be what?
Well, we know, Father Cusick, the number one issue for young adults is relationships. It's been as long as I've been doing the young adult ministry, for over 20 years.
And when we say relationships now, we're talking about those people who are in relationship as well as those who are seeking to create a healthy relationship. So this is for married people as well as single people. We want to make sure that we're not seen as a dating service, that this is a key issue in young adult life.
And it's for people who are very connected and people who may be new to the city and not know anybody here.
Now, how do I make friends?
Right. People ask, is it okay to come to Focus alone? Absolutely.
Right.
There are a ton of people who will be coming alone and connecting to young adult ministry for the first time through this conference.
And one of the things, don't we, at the beginning, but even before we begin with our keynote, we have a little meet and greet kind of an activity.
Meet and greet, mix and match. So we invite people to come together for the sole purpose of being introduced to a whole bunch of other people. We usually have over 100 people at that first workshop. It's actually a pre-workshop so that people who come alone get connected right away and they've got other people to walk through the day with.
So in other words, if you come alone, you won't be alone.
No,
very
we won't
long.
Let you stay
very,
alone.
Very, very good. Okay.
And then throughout the day, people will be introducing themselves to other people.
One of the great aspects, Kate, I think of our conference annually is our keynote. We really try to get someone to fire us up. And I think a keynote at a conference is really important. And I really believe this year we are incredibly blessed with our keynote presenter.
We have Supreme Court Justice of the State of Illinois, Ann Burke, going to be with us. So she is a wonderful, wonderful speaker, a woman of great energy and passion who's doing amazing things with her life.
And this is the title to Justice Burke's presentation on April 28th at Loyola University Lakeshore. Faith in God, Integrity of Self, and Justice for All. You can't have a faith in God unless it affirms us and challenges us to build God's world in the ways that we live our life every day. And if anybody certainly has been a witness to that in her own personal life and in her own professional life, it would be Justice Ann Burke, who probably is the one most responsible, believe it or not, for founding the Special Olympics when many years ago she worked for the Chicago Park District. And the very, very first Summer Olympics, not Summer Olympics, Special Olympics, came from a very simple thing that went on in the Chicago Park District. And she has gone on to just do wonderful things in her public life, both as an attorney and certainly as a a judge, an appellate court judge, and now as an Illinois Supreme Court judge. Now, Kate, we have a bunch of workshops. Am I correct?
Yes, we will have two rounds of workshops following Justice Burke's talk, and actually there will be a smaller panel where young adults will be able to respond to what Justice Burke says to help us make connections between her wisdom and what we can all do in our daily lives. But the workshops are broken into four areas, the first being relationships, the next on faith, and we have the most workshops in the area of faith. The next one is on personal growth, and then finally we will have workshops on the topic of work and career. The relationship workshops, we're just excited. There are workshops on intimacy, workshops on getting connected, building stronger relationships, building rapport among colleagues and friends, creating and maintaining lasting love, a whole series of great things, both for single people and for married people. On the faith workshops, we have the essence of Catholicism. Father Ron Kunkel is going to do a great talk on what is distinctive about being Catholic and the differences between the Catholic faith and other denominations. Being confident in your Catholic faith. We're going to talk about the Ignatian spirituality that Father McGrath brought up earlier. We're going to try to answer the question, does God have a plan for me? We're talking about prayer. We're talking about ethics. We're talking about ecumenism, just the relationship between different Christian churches. And we're talking God and social action. So another talk on Eucharist, a talk on terrorism, facing the reality of the history of violence in religion. And then in that, there's just Father Cusick, there's so many workshops. Sure. It's exciting.
And Kate, earlier in our show, you alluded to a book that was written by Mr. Greg Pierce called Spirituality at Work. And Greg Pierce is also offering a workshop on a mission worthy of your life. And we're going to do a thing on personal economics. And then it's just wonderful. I mean, here we are trying to sell you out there in Radio Land. But the most important thing is, this is one of these things you have to experience if you're a young adult. And there's a little, you need a little faith and a little trust. And I believe that people will have a wonderful experience. And after our workshops, we gather for weekend mass. And then for those who wish to stay for the evening, there's dinner and a social gathering afterwards. But we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with a few more things focusing on young adult Catholics. And then our hour is up. And when we gather again in another month, we'll be in the season of new life, resurrection, and the springtime of the church year.
From the moment you see the dramatic cover photo of an angel atop a church watching over the city of Chicago, you know you're about to enjoy a very special book. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith, is a treasure chest of photographs, paintings, and historic perspective. Every church in the Archdiocese of Chicago is featured. The book provides readers with insight into our Catholic heritage, ministry, evolution, and challenges. A Journey of Faith makes a great gift with more than 340 pages of photos and history printed on gloss paper, hardcover, color throughout. It is available at many parishes, or you can call Liturgy Training Publications at 1-800-933-1800 or order online at ltp.org. So call 1-800-933-1800 or go to ltp.org. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith. Display it proudly in your home.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you want to know the why behind the what of the Catholic Church's teachings on sexuality and marriage? Do you want to learn about John Paul II's revolutionary message of the theology of the body and how to share this with you? Then join us on Saturday, March 31st for the second annual Theology of the Body Teacher Training, sponsored by the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. The day will feature Relevant Radio's Theology of the Body expert, Father Thomas Loya, and the Tabor Life Institute team. The price of the training is only $8, including lunch and materials. All are welcome. So join us on Saturday, March 31st at St. Alphonsus Parish in Chicago to learn the why behind the what of the Church's teachings on today's most important issues. To register, call the Respect Life Office at 312-751-5355 or download a registration form at www.archchicago.org. And we are back with more of The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Kate DeBries from the Young Adult Ministry Office. And as we mentioned earlier, talking about the Focus Conference, complete details can be found on our website, yamchicago.org. We want to let you know now about a couple of other things happening around the Archdiocese for people in their 20s and 30s. The first is our Yacht Clubs. Yacht stands for Young Adult Catholics Hanging Together, and we offer talks the first, second, and third Tuesday of every month in different locations, along with the third Thursday of every month. So we will have a talk on Thursday, March 15th in the northwest suburb of Schaumburg, and then we will have a talk on the 20th of March. The Yacht Club Chicago presents Beth Kenobi. She's a minister at the Scheel Center at Northwestern. She's going to be addressing Making Space for Grace. She's amazing. Again, complete details are on our website. March 19th, we have a presentation on Making Life Choices. It's a discernment process led by Sister Barbara Bowe at the Fullerton Cenacle for anybody interested in support with that. Again, you can find all of these on our website. And we want to draw your attention to Theology on Tap. We're getting geared up for that. Father Cusick, you want to do a word about that?
Well, Theology on Tap is began here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And if I believe, Kate, if we do the numbers correctly, this will be the 27th summer that Theology on Tap will take place. It's a four-week speaker and conversation series that will be hosted in parishes throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago, from Waukegan all the way out to Chicago Heights, and from Lamont all the way to the lakefront. So there's churches everywhere. And the purpose of Theology on Tap is a simple one. It's an opportunity to come together, to get a speaker who can fire up issues of our faith and give us an opportunity to connect with our peers for a good social evening, a good input evening, and it's all done between the hours of 7:30 and 9:30. And, Kate, I think one of the most fun parts of Theology on Tap is the way that it concludes.
So we end with the Mass and picnic on Sunday, August 5th, beginning at 3 o'clock at Holy Name Cathedral with Cardinal George. It's an exciting way for all of the people that have been affiliated with Theology on Tap throughout the Archdiocese to come together.
And what's interesting, Kate, about that Mass, if I can promote it for just a second, is that this brings young adults together from all across the Chicago area.
It does.
So it's not just our parish or our little area where we live, but we get to see a cross-section of our church. And under the spiritual leadership of Cardinal George, and then I think one of the fun things, and this will take place on August 5th, is that we head up to the Cardinal's house for a party on the Cardinal's back lawn. There's dancing on the blacktop, and there's a picnic lunch, and it's just a lot of fun.
And Theology on Tap itself begins the week of July 8th. So right after the 4th of July, when our students are home from college and it's summer and beautiful outside, we're gonna just delve into meeting one another and talking about theology. Let's talk about God at work in our lives.
And there are 16 nights of Theology on Tap. We use four different days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the weeks of July 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. And we're hoping this summer to have over 150 evenings for young adults to gather for a Theology on Tap session throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago.
So thank you so much for listening to The Light Show with Kate DeVries and Father John Cusick. If there's any way that we can support you, give us a call, 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473.
It's the middle of Lent. Let's go for it.
Blessings.
Thanks.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.